Lesson 11.4, page 88, exercise 2.
Hello and welcome to Doctor Talk. I'm Dr. Mia Black, and my guest today is my good friend, psychiatrist Dr. James Rich. Welcome, James.
Thanks, Mia. It's great to be back on your podcast with you. If I lived in this city, I would be happy to be on your podcast every week.
That would be great. I think this is your 10th time here. Last time, we talked about getting out of your comfort zone. This time, I want to talk about the relationship between helping people and happiness.
Oh, yeah. That's a big topic these days. We're finding that helping people can actually have physical effects on our brains. And those effects can lead to increased happiness.
So, how exactly does that work?
Well, one thing that helping others does to our brains is that it makes them produce chemicals that make us feel good. We want to keep feeling good, so we keep helping others. The more helpful we are, the more happy chemicals we produce.
That's fascinating. So, when we help other people, we might get more advantages out of it than they do.
That's right. In fact, we actually do get more brain benefits when we help others than we do when others help us. So, another result of helping others is stress reduction. Studies show that when someone is helping another person, the activity in the stress response area of the brain is reduced. These same studies show that in the brain of the person being helped, there is no reduced activity in the stress response area. So, next time you're in a stressful situation, go out and do something nice for someone else.
That's a great idea. I will.